This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everybody, to hour number three of the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, and by far one of the most essential shows on earth. That's Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin, Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and the infamous three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, Cal Hunter, as our producer. We are having a wonderful time these first 2 hours. It's a beautiful day out. I can't wait. I love doing this show. I love our audience. I can't wait to go outside in the sun, though. Sitting in the studio, I love our studio. It's nice. But when the hour's done, I'm going to go sit in the sun and just let it soak, you know, just soak in. And I'm going to tell you a couple anecdotal things in this third hour. By the time we're third hour, we're getting closer to one another because, you know, we're the deodorant's applied, you know, the mouthwash has gone in again. But there's things that happen behind the scenes that nobody knows. Let me tell you, when I was a teenager, I never forget this. I was out with friends, and we were in a motorboat, and we had no money. And I'm talking, we were as poor as church mice. And what we had is this outboard motor that was a piece of junk. It must have been 5,000 years old. I don't know. It was probably when they invented the wheel. And we somehow got it for free, and my friend fixed it up. And there was about five, six, seven of us in the boat, and our rope broke. And as our rope broke, the handle on it, we had to figure out what to do. So we got a stick, and we tied the handle, a stick on the handle, like little piece of floating stick, and we had to hold on to that. And I said, doggone it, I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to be the one that they're going to pull me up on a ski, and everything's going to be great. And I still remember the day sitting there going, hit it. And I remember, you know, when you ski with your single ski, you head down, and you get ready, and you got your knees bent, and you're ready to pop up. And this thing's dragging me. And this is not my weight now. This is back in the day when I was 180, 175 pounds. And I was sitting there dragging forever and ever. And I'm like, what the heck? And I can hold my breath a long time. I finally look up, and the actual outboard motor, the actual motor cover's off. And my friend Eric is sitting there working on it as he's trying to pull me up. And that reminds me, why is that important? It reminds me when we're starting the show and I see Cal working with some of the electronics behind the scenes there trying to plug something in and unplug something. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're in trouble. He's back behind the board again. I know it's anecdotal, but when I see Cal doing that, that throws me back to my teenage years of my friend Eric working on the outboard motor while I'm drowning in the back trying to be pulled up. And
sometimes live radio is a bit like trying to get an airplane off the ground and hearing the engine sputter just as you pull back on the yoke. You never know what's going to happen next.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, you're the one that has the exact number.
It's 855-529-7234.
We are going to have a case or no case during this time. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek your own local counsel. We are not advising you on legal matters in this case.
Legal manners.
Well, too. We can talk to you about legal manners.
Pardon me, sir, colloquially.
I believe that's illegal, sir.
Yes, I know that's what the lawyers do all the time in the courtroom. And then we're going to talk about a couple of things during this hour. We're going to talk about Joe Exotic. We're gonna get into Hollywood and sports type cases.
And
Amber
what else?
Heard,
we're
going to
do a little bit about Amber Heard.
Oh, that's right. There's an Amber Heard thing we're going to talk about. That's right. I remember that one, too. There's very interesting things that are going on. Amber Heard, as you know, is the former wife of Johnny Depp. And there's a little battle going on between the two of them. And we're going to discuss that.
I'm going to need to get a theme for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Just a specific piece of music for them.
It's our Amber Heard alert.
Yeah, something
well, you
like
know
what?
Tom can probably just sing something.
The Heard mentality.
I mean, wait a minute. Don't we have something with the children? We'll start looking at your list.
Yeah.
There's got to be a saying for Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's a marriage and or dissolution.
I mean, for example, I have a theme whenever you talk about Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I have...
Yeah, you got that.
I mean, we got that.
Because we like her. Yeah. Her and I have this thing going.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm picking up.
I've got a picture with
and
her.
And then we have when Todd talks about his kitties.
Got a friend in me.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Straight.
Got a friend in me.
It's about his only friend.
We just
exactly.
And what do I have?
Right now, I have this for you.
When the lights
because I know you like it. That's all I have. I haven't come up with anything.
Don't we have some kids' sayings for each of us? You've got some good kids'
sayings.
Let's
see. Here's what I have.
What about
I have this.
Johnny Depp.
Where's Todd?
Okay, we got where's Todd, but what about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard with the kids'
sayings? You are a loser.
Well, that's a good one.
That's a good one for them. Then we see, here's my favorite.
What does Todd's cat sing?
What does
it seems
see?
To be a lot about me and cats.
Well, of course. And here's Denise's favorite.
Boys are weird.
Yeah, that's true.
And here's Fred's favorite when I talk.
Oh, that's dope.
Okay.
We've got some cool sayings. That's exactly right, Cal.
You pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
I like that one the most.
That's the one for Johnny Depp's lawyers.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that right?
That's good. Very good. There's got to be more catch. Johnny Depp ones.
Good catch.
All right, before we get into all this other Joe Exotic and Hollywood and sports cases, we got some really interesting one about a former NFL player.
Oh, yeah.
That is allegations. It's not, there is not even being anything formally charged yet, but there are some issues that we'll just touch on and move on because this is according to TMZ Sports that's brought this up, that apparently the prosecutors have got some information right now that they're looking at possibly indicting someone. But again, it's all allegations.
And the timing of which could be affected by, the coronavirus.
That's exactly right.
TMZ breaks so many stories. They are like the breaking news organization of the planet, aren't they?
They actually are, and usually they're pretty close on. And that's what, I don't know.
They broke Michael Jackson probably 45 minutes before anybody else did. They were just all over this stuff. I got to congratulate them. That's a big deal.
Well, let's do we have time to roll?
Sure, we do. Sure.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, I take you now to Baltimore, Maryland, where Angela Wright was sitting on the toilet doing what people do on the toilet. And she had toilet tissue, by the way. When, for some reason, the pressure in the sewer system had backed up, and boom, she was sent flying. Bathroom thrashed. You know what she was covered with. And she was damaged physically and emotionally, she said. She found out that the toilet had a new valve in it installed by her plumber on his last visit. And she said, could that be the cause here? My insurance says call the plumber or the city. And the city says call the plumber. It's not my problem. My plumber says call the insurance company. So I don't know what to do. And so I ask you, case or no case, and I think it's time I get to start with Fred this time.
No, Todd.
It's Todd's turn. Mr. Kunin, what say you as far as case or no case?
Well, the first thought that comes to my mind, it happens.
exactly right.
I may have a bit of a conflict of interest for reasons that I can't share on the... on the air with regard to the name of the potential victim. It's just cracking me up. But,
is that your ex-wife's
what's
name?
The name?
It's his ex-wife's name, I think. Okay, well, let's move on.
So, anyway.
Angela Wright.
I'm going to say that, You know what? I'll just cut to the quick. I think that this is a case, and I think that the person sued was all of the above, and in the complaint, they all looked at each other saying, it was you, 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 but she finally ends up collecting from somebody.
This was in Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, yeah. Maryland.
Boy, I have a partner there that I know really well. So, it's a personal injury lawyer.
Case, and she ends up collecting for her pain, suffering, and lack of toilet paper.
And cleanup.
Yes.
Well, that's what Todd's for. Well, Denise and I are going to come back and give our opinion on case or no case. Call
absolutely.
Us at 855 Law Radio. We'll be back.
The curse of the exploding toilet unveiled right after this on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hey, we're back to go over this case or no case in Baltimore, Maryland about the toilet blowing up. Todd says real case and sues everybody. And does she win or not win?
I said that she wins.
She wins. Okay.
Yes. And that all the defendants countersued.
Got it. Denise.
Right?
Yeah, they haven't pointed at each other. I guess it's Denise's
right. turn. And I'm going to, you know, what's interesting, we were talking earlier about a bidet, and boy, I tell you, a bidet.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have been a really bad bidet.
I want to clean you out.
Have a nice bidet.
I don't think, if that would have happened and she got blew up, I don't think she would have survived. So I'm going to say that this is not a case, that this is just a situation where I think that our wonderful producer is trying to skunk us.
You think I'm trying to hoodwink you?
Yeah.
You know what? I just want to always follow Denise because she's always right, it seems like. It's just so the odds of following Denise and her being right. Now, let me tell you, since I'm a personal injury lawyer, like, I've talked about a couple things. The first thing is, I'm not going to get in detail, the odds of suing the government for that, because a government has immunities. And so there may be, doesn't mean you can't sue the government, it's more difficult to sue them. But, you know, what threw me or helped me was when Cal said this plumber put a special
a valve
on there that may have not been proper, has nothing to do with the sewer system, and this valve may have kept the pressure, and when it's open, it blew it out, which had nothing to do with the city. Given all that, I'm just going to follow Denise because I was going to say case and she loses and the plumber's the only one that's going to be liable. But I just have to go with Denise. I'm going to follow Denise, say no case. Scenario, no case.
I hope that wasn't
so
a bad
you're saying,
decision.
You're saying no case, huh, Fred?
I'm following Denise.
And,
I'm just following
Denise,
early.
You two said no case. Is that correct? I'm just to be sure.
Yeah.
So those of you who said no case, that would be Denise and Fred.
Oh my gosh. Dang it.
Dang.
I got at least one point.
Because that means that Mr. Kunin is correct.
Oh, I just need to follow my gut instead of listen. You're so smart, I just wanted to follow you.
I get it, follow your gut. That was good.
Yeah.
Said she, and I quote, "I was literally covered in feces. Who wants that?" Her lawsuit named as defendants the Baltimore mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, members of the city council, and two city contractors because they had just done some repairs in the sewer line and pressurized it, and it was, in fact, the sewer line that caused this, shall we say, violent backflow.
Only to her? What other places?
Well, there may have been some others. I don't know. She happened to be sitting on the toilet at the time. There may have been other damages to other people. The city was held liable. Settlement amount not reported but believed to be approximately $40,000 plus. And that, folks, is...
That was a great case.
Thank you. Case or
good
no
one.
Case.
I was covered in feces. Who wants that? The internet is over there raising their hand.
Yeah.
We have an answer.
Right. And the jury, if there were jurors going, oh, man.
I'm going to put that in my Instagram.
That was good, Todd.
I'm going to Instagram that one.
Oh, brother.
That's Let's good. Talk about the former Fox... executives are facing possible charges in the FIFA bribery case. Denise, you were going to talk about that briefly, but what's the deal? Not a lot to talk about, but it's...
Well, FIFA is the soccer,
right?
It's an international soccer organization, and that is really popular. Mm-hmm. It's in all of the world. Soccer is just very popular. But it looks like there's been accusations against two of the former Fox senior executives that they had been involved with bribing the FIFA officials so that they could get the broadcast and marketing rights. And
that comes right along with last week. We talked about one of the FIFA members from, I think, Brazil that was put in jail over this got released because of coronavirus.
Exactly.
Right.
And so apparently there was a, that they are also allegedly involved in the Copa Libertadores soccer tournaments and trying to get those marketing and television rights as well. And the update to that story is that they have pled now not guilty.
Right.
But there are 36 people, other people, not these, but other people that have been charged, and they're not 36, dozens of other people, but They have actually gotten 23 pleas already of guilty.
Really?
So this is a huge matter spanning a few years, if not a decade.
Yeah. In 2015, U.S. federal prosecutors, they disclosed that they had been investigating FIFA. You talk about what the competition for the Olympics to get into a certain city is. FIFA and the World Cup and all of that going on, the competition to host those in certain areas. There was a lot of allegations of corruption near the end of 2015, or May of 2015. 14 people had been indicted. And you just have to think, when this is all going down 5 years ago in 2015, officials at Fox, or any executives, anybody that might have been even closely related to it or tangentially related to it, you know they got to be saying, oh, I hope my name doesn't come up. I hope that this does not happen, that my name isn't associated with any of this. But the problem that I see with this case is that this activity, given when contracts are signed and entered into, would have occurred after the announcement in May of 2015 of the investigation for fraudulent activity and racketeering and bribery that's happening everywhere else. So why anybody would go in and do that when they already know the microscope is on the organization just beyond me.
Well, the thing is, this is what Salt Lake City ran into when they tried to get the Olympics, that paying off people and corruption was just the way these events were gotten by cities.
That's true.
Right? So I don't know how they can go out and go after these guys from Fox and say, how dare you, when they're saying, look, if you want to compete, you got to get in the game.
Well, how dare you is that they're here in the United States and they're U.S. citizens and it's against the law.
But then the United States doesn't get anything, right?
Well maybe. But did you guys know that the parent company for Fox was Disney? I didn't know that. I just found that out because I know the parent company for ABC was Disney, but I didn't know they also...
Todd, who's your parent company?
Disney owns everything, so it would be Disney.
He just subscribed, apparently.
Apparently, when I ordered the Disney Channel, you know...
Yeah. So it's funny, people brought up to me, and then we got to go on our break, what's Disney going to do with this coronavirus? I said, make a ton of money, they'll survive.
Sit back and make bank. What, do they have 50 million? Some kind of crazy.
They're going to do fine, believe me. We'll be back. Talk about a former NFL running back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Frederick Penny,
Todd Kuhnen,
and Denise Dirks with a personal invitation to you who have a business that could benefit from a little national exposure.
Radio Law Talk is heard in more than 35 markets across the United States, and Radio Law Talk provides that opportunity.
Some of you have listened to the show and thought, my business should be advertising there right now. We agree.
So email info@radiolawtalk.com.
And we'll get right back with you.
Let us help your business grow in multiple markets. Email info@radiolawtalk.com now.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the checks on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley. Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So, this is, again, these are allegations only. Most of what we talk about are allegations. Remember, allegations, allegations about a former NFL running back, Chris Johnson, who apparently was the target of a shooting at one time, and his friend died, and apparently he was shot. But let me tell you, Chris Johnson played for the Tennessee Titans for, I believe, 6 years, and then played for the New York Jets. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. In fact, in 2009, he reached over 2,000-yard milestone during the season, which is great.
One of only nine running backs in NFL history to ever do that.
Right. And then a league high of 2,006 running yards that year, which was 14 rushing touchdowns and 50 receptions also. But so he's a star. And what has happened recently is, you were talking about affidavits that came out. Tell us about how you see this popping up.
Sure. So, you know, just to go back, in 2015, he and his friend were the victims of a shooting, and his friend died. He took a bullet to the shoulder. Well, in 2016, a year later, two individuals who were believed to have been the shooters in the 2015 shooting were gunned down and killed, allegedly by somebody named Dominic Bolden. That is the allegation. It has now come to light through court documents, and I'm using my air quotes with that Chris Johnson is alleged to have hired Dominic Bolden to kill the two people in retaliation for the shooting
this
in 2015.
This is TMZ Sports that's bringing this
yes,
up.
Yes. So the question is, but no indictments have been filed. So the question here is, what are these official court documents that are referred to? And in my opinion, when I look at all of this, I am thinking that somebody got a hold of the affidavits that the law enforcement officer would have submitted to the court in support of a request for a search warrant, because they refer to statements of a confidential informant. The whole idea that Bolden was hired to kill two people in retaliation and that Chris Johnson paid Bolden cash and then set him up as a distributor in a drug ring, all of that is coming from a confidential informant. And cops get that all the time. And then they get a search warrant to look at cell phone records and the things to see if they can corroborate what the informant said.
And it seems like this investigation is actually into a notorious drug trafficking organization, and that this little piece of information came out of an investigation, and maybe the informant might be somebody that was involved in that drug trafficking organization and is trying to now save his cookie by giving information on Johnson.
Exactly. I mean, the question that you have to ask yourself is, look, we're hearing about this because it's Chris Johnson, and as we talked
right.
about, you know, he's the NFL rushing, one of the top rushers in the NFL.
Right.
He was a well-known name, but good heavens, can you imagine how many pages would be filled if we learned of every affidavit in support of a search warrant based upon statements made by a confidential informant that ultimately ended up leading to nothing? I mean, you would be amazed, because like you said, Denise, confidential informants often are people that are looking for a good deal.
And they're denying all this.
Yeah, Chris Johnson, through his attorneys, tonight, he even tweeted out something after this news story broke, said fake news. And so he's denying it, but it's newsworthy because TMZ got it because of who he was. But look, until an indictment is filed, I wouldn't give too much credence to this. The only thing that I would say on this is, let's say that law enforcement got stuff pursuant to the warrant, and they do have enough to indict. Let's just hypothetically say that's the case. Right now,
hypothetically,
I would say that we wouldn't see that indictment or complaint or whatever until after court has resumed to a manner in which they can handle cases appropriately, because if there was enough information and they indicted Chris Johnson right now and went out to arrest him and took him into custody, any smart lawyer would say, well, I'm not waiving time.
Right.
I want my preliminary hearing now. I want my trial now. I'm not agreeing to extend everything, because the burden would be so huge on the government to bring all the witnesses in the middle of all of this stuff and try to seat a jury and do everything. It would be a nightmare. And so the government could very well be looking at this saying, okay, we're talking about a case that already is 4 years old. What's it going to hurt us to wait another 8 months to make sure things go, because the statute of limitations hasn't run yet?
No, but importantly, during the coronavirus, a lot of the courts are declaring a stated special court holiday. And what that does is it extends the statute of limitations on many, many different crimes for the period of the time that the court is no longer, you know, taking normal cases, no longer processing normal cases.
And a key distinction is it's extending the statute of limitations for those cases, but it doesn't necessarily extend the timing requirements. For example, if you get arrested and you have a right to a preliminary hearing within 10 court days or 60 actual days, unless those are state holidays or federal holidays, that time keeps ticking. So
just a very good point. Interesting FYIs. No, he played for the Titans 2 years, according to, I looked up his career earnings. It's called Over the Cap. His career earnings, it says, are $46,955,000, but yet 2008, by the way, he was first-round draft pick, 24th overall. He had in the second 2011 with the Titans, 53.975 million. But it goes on and say then they went to the Jets for 8 million. Cardinals, 870,000. I don't know if he got hurt, but he's going down. But
he got shot.
Yeah, that's probably true. What happened? And amount earned zero. So, but his total amount is what this saying earned, career earnings, 46,955,010.
And it proves the average life for the NFL's 5 years, for running back is 5 years or less. That's why he made it in his peak.
Seven years.
Because if you think about it, let's take those years, that year that he rushed for 2,006 yards. You know, when a quarterback passes for, say, 4,000, 5,000 yards in a season, they get credit not only for the distance that they threw the ball that it was caught by the receiver, but they also get credit for the length that the receiver ran with the ball.
The run after the catch.
Okay, so, you know, if on a percentage basis, 5,000 yards, if half of that is ball in the air, the other half is receiving, then it's a combination between the two. But 2,000 yards rushing, that's all that dude.
That's
running 2,000 yards and getting hit at the end of every play, unless it's a touchdown, even then probably still got hit. And that just bruises the body.
What are they doing with the draft? Is that going to go on a storm?
I've heard that the NFL draft is going to be more like a fantasy football draft where everybody is at their house or at their locations and they submit the picks and they still have the amount of time to work trades, but none of the fanfare of having the guy walk up and woohoo, what you got this, and takes the picture and all that. It's going to be a lot more like a fantasy football draft.
April 25th? When
I believe so.
It's coming up.
It's
going to
be a remote draft, basically.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. I feel bad for the guys that are, this is what I feel bad for.
Yeah.
This is anecdotal, but it's not necessarily the guys in the draft, but the guys that want to be able to just be, just get a contract with anyone. And the reason I say that is they didn't do the... Did they do the combine? They did the combine.
They did the combine.
But after that, they didn't. There was no other...
No pro days.
No pro days for these individuals that didn't get invited to the combine, nor are really on the radar of getting drafted. So that's where the pros, the scouts, go to their pro days at their colleges or near their colleges, and that's where they can shine and they can get a contract. Those guys didn't have it.
That's true. By the way, the NFL draft is the 23rd to the 25th of April, so it's next weekend. But, you know, one of the flip sides to that is there were some teams, like the 49ers, for example, they didn't even send folks to the combine. They watched the entire combine through video.
Wow.
And I think you're going to see more of that. And people that didn't get pro days, they're submitting more of their videos to general managers to say, look, this is what I can do.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw that, because it's more efficient for the managers to do that.
Well,
and it's going to change. Our life is going to change after this, and it's going to change in dramatic ways. And some ways, it's going to change for the better, right?
Yep.
Well, I don't know yet. This is kind of up in the air. It makes it exciting, I guess. We're going to talk about Joe Exotic when we come back. We've got Tiger Woods. We're going to talk about a selfie lawsuit. And is there anything else? Oh, we have Quick Takes.
Amber Heard,
we're going to talk about Quick Takes. So hold on and wait. Cal will talk to you and lead you out.
So we have Tiger Joe and Tiger Woods.
Yep.
I'm not lying. There's more Tiger stories coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. I'm sorry.
Cheetah.
We'll be right back. Hold on.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you serious?
Stop whining.
That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Hey, Denise, tell us about Amber Heard. You're up on that. I mean, Todd, during the break, was telling us about his quick takes. I'm not quite sure we want to hear about that.
I don't know. It's kind of an interesting one.
But Amber Heard is the former... Okay, Amber Heard's the former wife of Johnny Depp, and Johnny Depp is claiming that she basically said some disparaging things about him that were not true. So there's lawsuits going on, and they're in England? Is that correct? The lawsuit is in... Is it in England?
Yeah, I think he sued in England because the law there is,
right.
You know.
And so this is what's the latest on Amber Heard that the courts are saying might happen again.
So she alleged when they got divorced, they were only married for 18 months, first
right.
of all. So when she filed for divorce, she also filed for a domestic violence temporary restraining order, and she filed in California. and she made the allegations that he was both physically and emotionally abusive toward her. And she has a long list of allegations that she made, and initially she got that temporary restraining order granted. It was not in a long-term form, but it was in a temporary form. And I'm sure that Depp's attorney said, hey, we got to get rid of this case. It's costing you in terms of your reputation.
And
it's
he
costing
lost
you
some
jobs.
Some
and
jobs.
He lost jobs, long-term jobs, because of the allegations. So he paid her off. She then took the money and put it to charity. And then she started to come out and talk during the Me Too movement about her being abused. She never named him in this op-ed version of the interview,
mm-hmm.
but everybody could figure out exactly
who
she was talking about.
Including black eyes.
Yes. And then Depp actually just recently won before this judge that he's before, that the op-ed piece, everybody was going to commonly think that it was him. So even if he wasn't named and it wasn't directed directly at him, that the inference was enough for him to proceed with his lawsuit. So she had made these allegations that on this one particular time when he had been physically abusive, that she had black eyes.
That alleged physically abusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Everything I say allegedly.
Right. That's all allegedly. Keep
right.
going.
And that she had black eyes. And apparently there is testimony from her makeup artist when she was preparing her, I think it was for Aquaman, but it was getting her in full makeup, that the makeup artist did not see any injuries at all to her face, no scratches, no black eyes, no nothing. And that was the same day that she alleged that she had black eyes.
Yeah, and so, you know, he was sued, Depp sued her in England, but for the criminal case, because what's being reported is that if it is true that she falsified that evidence, she could be facing up to 3 years in prison. I say that with somewhat of a grain of salt. When they say up to 3 years of prison, I'll explain that. That's the maximum punishment that they would give somebody who's a repeat offender if they chose to charge it as a felony.
In California.
But that is in California, and California would be the jurisdiction for that because that's the state that she applied for the temporary restraining order in. So the argument would be that when she applied for the restraining order, she presented false evidence to the court of the bruises on her face by using makeup, and the court, and if that was true, it would be a violation of Penal Code Section 136.1, which
California.
Is in California, which is falsifying evidence. Now, here's the penalty for that. It is either, it's what we call a wobbler. It can be either a misdemeanor, which has a maximum of 1 year in jail, or a felony, which carries a maximum of 3 years in jail. Do you know how many times as a criminal defense practitioner or as a prosecutor I have seen somebody with no prior record accused of a felony that got 3 years in prison?
No, it doesn't happen.
Never. I have never seen it happen.
And the reason that this suit has been brought in England is because in England they don't have that exception that if you're a public person, you have to show fraud, oppression, or malice in the defamation arena.
Right.
So that's why he has brought that suit. At least my opinion, that's why
right.
he has brought that suit in England.
But again, the suit in England doesn't carry with it a penalty of any jail time. It's a civil suit in England.
Correct.
In California, it would be a criminal if it was shown that she falsified it. However, the next question would be, what's the statute of limitations on it? When did she get the restraining order? She got the restraining order when? Back in, what, 2016, 2017?
Yes, 2016.
Statute of limitations already run for a felony. It's 3 years in California. I don't see how she faces any jail time at all.
Right. No, she's not. They're not.
Yeah. The statute's already run on that for,
they got too many.
For her.
Let's see, we're dealing with coronavirus, or do we have to worry about Amber Heard, whether she said something? You know, they're not going to deal with
I
that.
I think there's a potential if she lies in this current case.
Well, if she lies in the current case, then the jurisdiction is England.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't know anything about the statute of limitations for criminal matters in England.
Yeah.
But
so
let's zip through the selfie lawsuit. Go ahead.
Big guys that are involved in this.
Yes.
It's like James Franco is going to be a key figure in this case because he was with her both the days before the temporary restraining order was granted and the days after it was granted.
You have to understand
he's going to be a percipient witness to any injuries she's alleging.
At temporary restraining orders, you have to understand, people don't get this. They understand this. Really, it's just the judge looks at on the face, it's just a temporary thing. Doesn't mean it's true. That's what's scary about TROs.
The allegations in the moving papers have to be what's set prima facie case.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that there's any opposition to it either. It's just the judge has to take on its face what is said, and then it can be granted. And there was not a permanent restraining order granted.
Right. So Joe Exotic, do we need to talk about Joe Exotic? And then we got the selfie lawsuit against Tiger Woods. I mean, can anybody blow through that really quick? Because we got our quick takes coming up pretty soon. Does anybody want to talk about that?
The Joe Exotic.
I don't follow Joe Exotic. I'll tell you. Like you said, you follow Todd, you watched the first episode.
Yeah.
And then after the first episode, you skipped to the very last one to see what happened.
I just wanted to know what happened to him.
All I hear about is Joe Exotic is in prison. And why? And I don't, you know, I've never even seen Tiger King. I don't understand what it is. But I whatever. He's in prison for 22 years. He's serving 22 years, isn't that right?
Yeah, he's serving 22 years. You know, we covered this a little bit last week. He's in prison for 22 years. The big deal here, and what got the Netflix thing all famous was, it was not unlike the allegations against Johnson, it was a murder for hire plot.
Right.
Okay, so it was alleged that he had hired somebody to murder this woman named Baskin, Carol Baskin, because Carol Baskin was all about saving animals and kept trying to shut him down. And so he allegedly hired somebody to kill her, but he got 22 years for it, and it wasn't just because of the murder for hire. A lot of the time was because of allegations that he had illegally euthanized some tigers, he had done some things.
Animal cruelty. Yeah,
and
too exotic.
I mean, to me, the biggest thing that came from the whole Joe Exotic stuff, and we're going to follow this going forward, is that Carol Baskin, the woman that he hired somebody to kill,
allegedly.
He was convicted of that.
Well, I know he's convicted of it.
So the conviction that he has, she had a husband that disappeared under mysterious circumstances, has never been heard of.
Not another one of those.
And a lot of people think that she killed him, and they don't know.
Oh, yeah, be careful, Alligator. That's what people are thinking. That's
what they're thinking, and this is what is going on. The case went cold, but because of the Netflix series, the law enforcement officials in the jurisdiction have now reopened the case.
All right, we're going to follow up, see what's going on. We'll follow up with selfie lawsuits with Tiger Woods later, but we got important stuff going on here, Cal.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Quick Takes, where folks give their little quick takes on the stuff we've discussed in the program today, starting with you, Mr. Kunin. Go.
Okay, well, this one goes to Linda Tripp in our case or no case. Bill was in need of a troubadour, courting Monica, his beloved paramour. She let it slip, speaking to Tripp, and now we know more about humidors.
Cigars, I get it. Okay. Mr. Penny.
Let's see. Hey, ACLU. It's a long one. You're trying to help inmates to obtain a new get-out-of-jail-for-free card. Get ready to help Grandma Davis and Grandma Rutledge get out of jail for being too close with each other at the park. I'm so glad our police are working hard on catching those violent grandma offenders.
And golfers. Denise Dirks.
Why aren't other parents treating coronavirus like the chickenpox? Have a coronavirus party, infect your children so they have immunity.
We
had to end with that one. Oh, no.
Great.
Well, we'll be back next week, 9 to noon. Remember, Pacific time, we're live.
Radio Law Talk is not designed to diagnose or treat any illnesses.
Remember to read our disclaimers.
We'll be back next week, we think.
Yeah. Thanks for being here with us, folks, for Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.